create enriching experiences beyond the classroom through ACSI Student Leadership and Learning with Emily Piget.
Well, welcome to the Student Leadership and Learning Podcast, where we journey together to impact, influence, and equip today's students to lead with intentionality and purpose. Today's episode is brought to you by 7-Star, a global leader in online Christian education. As always, I am your host, Emily Piget, and it is my prayer, it's my hope that as we journey together, as we learn together, that we continue to reaffirm our why. Why did we choose to spend our days investing in students? Well, today we have a very special guest with us, which is a testimony of our why. This young lady is a product of Christian education, one whose life was shaped at the hands of educators that she spent time with each and every day, educators just like you. A life that was equipped and ready to impact the culture that she finds herself in because of the intentionality of her teachers and her school leadership, all who worked together to provide a Christ-centered education that was founded upon a biblical worldview and steeped in servant leadership development opportunities. That's where it's at, those servant leadership development opportunities. And I am so excited for you to hear from her today. I have been inspired by just the short time. We had some pre-podcast conversations, and wow, listening to how God is moving in her life has left me inspired and even more excited about the work that we're doing. So Catherine, welcome to the Student Leadership and Learning Podcast. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you so much. My name's Catherine. Born and raised in Miami, Florida. Went to school in Miami and then decided one day I want to move all across the United States and go to school in Phoenix. So it was
a big move from Miami to Phoenix.
I was changed. I grew up with a Haitian parent household. And if you know anything about Haitian parents' households, they want you close by. They love having their children close by. I grew up with two older sisters and a younger brother. So I grew up with my parents and my siblings my whole entire life. And for me, I kind of just wanted to change. I wanted to venture out. It took a lot of convincing, you know. Yeah. It's not easy to convince a Haitian parent, but I was able to do so. And I moved all the way to Phoenix, Arizona, where I got a bachelor's degree in biology, emphasis in pre-med. And now I'm getting ready to matriculate into medical school this upcoming fall. So it's been quite a journey to say the least, but I'm so happy to be here. So happy to share my experience with you and just explain how not just teachers and like leadership has had an impact in my journey, but my Christian education and stuff has had an impact in my journey as well.
I love that. You know, I thinking of med school, that whole field is such a specific type of calling. What is it about the medical field that is drawing you in? So why did you choose that?
Yeah. So I'll start by saying at a very young age, leadership and service was instilled in me. I come from a family of people who serve. My parents have a mission. So every summer we'd go to Haiti and we'd serve, have vacation Bible schools. They have orphanages and stuff that we'd go and visit, passing out gifts during Christmas. So I always knew at some capacity that I wanted to serve. Now I knew whatever path I took in life, I would be serving. But I got the opportunity once to do a medical mission trip in Haiti. And that's kind of what kind of just started the ball rolling for me, honestly, just seeing like these doctors serve in a different light. You know, like I was serving with Vacation Bible School and things back home, but seeing them use like their science, you know, the altruism and stuff to help these people that honestly You know, most of them don't see a doctor until these doctors come on these mission trips. So for me, just seeing that, I just remember going home after that mission trip and being like, that's how I want to serve. Like, I know exactly how I want to serve. So that's kind of like just knowing my purpose and knowing the purpose that God has for me kind of helped me decide like how, what it well going to medical school pretty much.
That's incredible. I love how God used those experiences, which is what he often does. He often puts us in experiences and in situations as he begins to write his story in our life. And I love that he did that with those missions trips experiences. Now take us to your high school years. So those are some of the most informative years in a student's life. So unpack some experiences that you may have had in high school that helped shape and prepare you.
Yeah. So I'll start off by saying I loved high school. I go on like social media and I'll see people say how like they try to forget about high school or like, you know, high school is just not the time for them. That was not the experience I had. I loved my high school so much. I did go to like a small private Christian school. So the experience was a lot different from other schools, but I felt like for starters, the small community that we had played a big role on like my experience there because we're almost forced to be like a family. Like we didn't have a choice but to like people that we saw, you know, because we saw them every day. It was the same students because of how small our school was. And for the most part, everyone enjoyed each other's company. Everyone got along and it wasn't hard for people to find where they fit in. You know, like on the grand scale, like everyone got along, but also it was easy to find like, these are my type of people. These are my type of people. Is my group. And that's one thing that I really loved about my school. But during my time at school, I would say the emphasis on like Christian education was something that also made it special for me. My father is a pastor, so I grew up in church like my whole entire life. So just being able to intertwine the Christian values with the education as well was something that I loved. You know, the teachers never shied away from like finding time to implement, you know, biblical things into our lesson plans, and not just biblical things, but just life stuff, you know, that we just need within our education. So high school was a very big time for developing like who I am personally, because I was just able to take those experiences, but still hold on to those Christian values and learn how to put them together, you know, like not just be church on Sunday and then going to school Monday through Thursday, but also like taking the stuff that I learned on church on Sunday and implementing it throughout the week at school, you know, and I never had to feel like I was out of place, you know. We were always encouraged to be okay with like being Christians in the world, never being scared to be Christians in the world, learn how to navigate the world as a Christian, you know? So that was something that I never took for granted for sure. I mean, I went to a private Christian university as well. So it helped It helped me when I got to university. So high school, I feel like was very, very crucial in just forming me and then forming, just the core values that I have that went along with me after high school.
No, I love the way you framed that, how important the Christian education that happens Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 o'clock, and how it supplements and just complements what your parents are instilling in you as a godly mom, a godly dad. And then what your involvement in your church, how all of that packages together to equip you and prepare you. So to think about, if you took one of those pieces away, a Christ-centered home or involvement in your church or a development Christian worldview in your school, if any of those pieces are missing, there's components then that are missing in your life. So I love that you were able to experience all of those things. Now, Thinking of your high school, did you have any specific training? You know, you matriculated right through med school. I love it. And God is still writing that story in your life. Was there any specific class or training that you had in high school that you would say helped prepare you for what you're facing now as a college graduate, looking even moving into and continuing on in the medical field?
Yeah. So I'd start by saying that our high school was the high school that was focused on student leadership. So they made sure that in everything that we did, that we were trying to be leaders and they were trying to develop us into leaders. But also, if you wanted the extra, you know, push to be a leader, there was a program called Student Leadership Development Program, where it kind of went another level. We took the time like discussing how not just to be a leader, but be the leader that you're called to be. Because honestly, there's different ways to be a leader. You know, there's different ways to lead. And I feel like with that specific program, it helped kind of pick like the type of leader that you're called to be. Some people are out loud leaders, you know, like they're the ones that are they're loud, they're yep. doing, taking the initiative, they're getting the stuff done. And then you have like the leaders where they're a little bit more quiet. Like they do the things that need to be done without like, you know, being out there and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I felt like taking part in that student leadership development program helped me kind of pick and decide what type of leader that I wanted to be. During this program, we took a lot of trips that helped us establish some of the fundamental skills that we need to be a leader, like how mm-hmm. to communicate, how to network, how to do things with integrity, you know, like just like the fundamental leadership skills that we need. And then we also learned how to take those things and apply it in our school.
Yeah.
So we were offered like the opportunities to lead certain things, lead chapels in school, or take on certain projects in school. And ultimately, through the Student Leadership Development Program, I laid down the foundation I needed to go into undergrad and be the leader that I needed to be. So with everything that I learned, I was able to take part in like certain leadership programs at my school. For example, I was part of our Honors College Student Advisory Committee, which basically was a group of leaders that advocated for all of our Honors College students. So we were kind of like the voice for them. And I feel like the stuff that I learned in our Student Leadership Development Program is what helped me not only have the opportunity to be on the advisory committee, but also thrive in the advisory committee, be somebody that Honors College students didn't mind giving their two cents to, so that I can help like bring it to life, you know? So that was something that I really liked. Also, some of the skills I learned in Student Leadership Development Program helped me be president of our university's first Caribbean Student Association, you know? So we were able to take those leadership things and form that specific club where we can have a place where Caribbean students can join together, or just us share about our cultures and stuff. So I feel like, and I was able to take part in so many leadership stuff at school, mentoring stuff, but I feel like it all started with everything that I learned in Student Leadership Development Program. And I feel that moving forward, as I'm getting ready to matriculate into medical school, those same things are still going to follow with me. Just like for a little insight, one of like my main passions for going into medicine, aside from serving, is my passion to serve the underrepresented and serve those who don't have access to medicine, honestly. And I feel like in order for us to help make those changes and stuff, I'm going to have to use a lot of what I learned in student leadership development. I'm going to have to be confident walking into a room and advocating for people. And I learned a lot of that through the institution at my school. So for me, that was probably one of the most like vital things that I could have done in high school, that my high school could have gave to us, because it allowed me to lay down those foundations that I needed. And I mean, at a young age, I did know that I wanted to be a leader, but it just helped give the push and the structure that I needed so that I could effectively be a leader. You know, like it's okay to know what you want to do, but you have to work towards it. And you have to be willing to, you know, sit down and think about how do I want to implement it. And I feel like Student Leadership Development Program definitely, definitely helped me in that sense. And it's going to follow me years from now, honestly.
Amen. You know, and you unpacked a lot in there. You are so incredibly wise. You know, I love, there's a couple of things that you said that I absolutely love. The opportunity for leadership to do two things. There are students who feel like they're natural born leaders. They're the ones, as you said, they're up on stage. They typically have the mic. They're loud and you know, there they are. But then there's the other group of students. I call them the unlikelies. They're the ones that nobody really notices because they're quiet. They keep to themselves. They don't make any waves. They're not out in front type of people. But those types of leaders, can you imagine how void our world would be if those students didn't have the opportunity to be given, let's develop you as a leader, find your voice, find your spot where you are going to make an impact in this world, because not everybody that makes an impact has the microphone. And I love that you spot that. The other thing that you said, you talked about your experiences. You know, you had opportunities. So you're taught leadership, but then you got to practice it, and you got to practice it in your high school. And then you got to practice it in the university that you attended, so that when you hit that first, you walk into the doors of the hospital or the doctor's office, or maybe God, he may put you on the mission field right out of graduation. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But the moment you step into that arena, you've been through the training grounds and you've learned what service is and what it looks like to care for and love. In a sacrificial way, which is counterculture, where everybody's like, me, 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 you are demonstrating leadership that is serving others, which is what Christ did when, when he was here. So, so incredibly wise. Now, let's focus in on our teachers. And, and so we are 2024 right now. Here we are. It's an interesting thing. I've been in education for over 25 years. It used to be one of the most sought after, I want to be a teacher. It's one of the most amazing things that you could ever do, to what we're facing today, which is an interesting dilemma where teachers are walking away, not because they don't believe in students, but just because navigating the educational arena is a little different today. So if you could give teachers a word of advice, and before I let you talk, I want to say this. When a student speaks, I, as an educator, doesn't matter how long I have been in it, when a student speaks, I close my mouth and I listen. And so when you answer this question, Catherine, I want you to know that there are educators that truly will be waiting for your answer with a very open mind and pliable spirit. So let me just say that. But if you could give your teachers a word of advice, what would it be?
Yeah. If I were to give my teachers a word of advice, honestly, it would be to just be understanding and to be patient. I feel like sometimes when we're placed like in an authoritative position, like where we have authority, it's kind of hard to lose track of like who we're working with. You know, like at the end of the day, our students are humans. And not only are they humans, they're humans that are still learning how to navigate the world, you know. Sometimes for us, and I say us because I teach as well. So I feel like because I've already experienced a lot of what they've experienced, I feel like they should know. Like, they should know better. Or that it's like, it's not that hard. But in reality, it's like, this is their first time, you know?
Yeah.
This is their first time learning how to juggle, I don't know, being an athlete and being a student. or taking on all these roles, you know, because they want to get into a good undergrad. They want to take on all these leadership roles, but they don't know how to balance it. Some of them are not at home. They're not in a space where they're forced to be, to act with integrity, or to, you know, just be a good person sometimes. And I feel like being understanding will go a long, long way. And just remembering that, like, they're gonna make mistakes. For the most part, we're young. But remembering that you were once in their shoes. I know, like, for me, one thing that I like to do with my students, and I feel like helps me a lot, is that I just graduated. So I graduated college in 2018, and I started teaching in I graduated college in 2021, and I started teaching 2022.
Wow.
So for the most part, I had just been fresh out. And it was easy for me to kind of understand and sympathize with them, because I had just been in shoes. So I was able to extend that grace that a lot of the times they're not offered from other professors and other teachers who, you know, might have been around a little longer. Kind of like what it is to be a student, you know, or to feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, you know. So just being able to be understanding, being able to give kindness. Sometimes at school, the kindness that we give is the only kindness they see all day. Like, we don't know what they're going through at home and stuff. So just being understanding, I feel like that's the word for me. That's the encouragement for me, is just being understanding, because honestly, that little understanding can go such a long way. You know, it could propel them to be like, wow, like, this teacher understands my struggle. They understand what I may or may not be going through, whether I take the time to explain it to them or not, you know? So I'm going to take that understanding and I'm going to apply it to somebody else, or I'm going to take that to propel me to do bigger things and stuff. So I feel like that would be my word of encouragement for teachers.
That is so, so good and so timely. I love that you focused in on the understanding, and that is oftentimes, if a student comes in and they're having a really bad day, we have no idea what they faced that morning. We don't even know if they had breakfast that morning. We don't know what went on in their personal lives, what they may have encountered on social media. We don't know. And to understand and take those moments, and it takes extra time. It takes extra time to do what you've just challenged us as educators to do. I love that. Well, Catherine, as we finish up our time today, if I have one more question for you. If I was a teacher, which I consider myself a lifelong educator, I teach still, but not in the classroom on a daily basis. But if I was an educator and I was thinking about this being my last year in education, I at the end of my contract year, I'm turning in my keys, I'm turning in my lesson plan books, which are on the computer now, but let's go with the visual. I'm turning it all in and I'm walking away and I'm going to choose a different field to serve in. What would you say to me to try to encourage me to stay in the classroom?
I feel that firstly, I'd start off by saying, you're doing a good job. I feel like a lot of teachers don't hear it enough.
You're right.
Unfortunately, it's sad, but they don't hear enough that they're doing a good job.
That's right.
And in this specific, like, teaching field, I feel like it's easy to feel like you're not doing enough, or you're not making the impact that you want to be making, because the fruit are not right in front of you. You know, like, sometimes you're not able to see, you know, the impact that you're having on a student that day. You might not even see it that year, but I feel like I'm like a living testimony to give us some time.
Yes.
Give us some time. Like, those things that you felt might have been like insignificant, or you weren't doing as much for us, they make a big difference for us later on. Those things that you instilled in us while we were in high school, You may not see it then, but a light bulb rings in our head at some point, and it's like, I remember when Miss such and such said that. That makes sense. That makes sense. So I just feel like keep pushing forward, you know. Education is one of the hardest things to go into because you have to know how to communicate with your students. You have to be loving and kind to the students when sometimes they are not loving and kind. You know, like, it's a hard job that you teachers just don't get enough credit for. But I promise you, staying the course, continue to encourage students. You know, one of my sayings, just in general, is that if I'm able to impact even one person, I've done what I needed to do. Obviously, the goal is to impact as many students as I can. I mean, as many people as I can, especially going into medical school and being a physician. Like, I always want to help as many people as I can. But if I'm even able to impact one out of the hundreds of people that I come across in my journey, I will feel like I did what I was called to do. Like, I did what God called me to do. And I feel like with teaching, you know, it's the same thing. Continue to encourage your students. I promise you, you're going to find that one that makes you like remember why you went into teaching, you know? So for me, I would just say stay the course, continue doing what you are doing. Even if it doesn't feel like you're making the impact, I promise you, you are. This generation of students are not that good at like expressing gratitude. So even if they are like receiving a lot from you, they're scared to say it, you know, because they're scared of what their students, I mean, what their peers think and stuff. So give them time. But I promise you, you are making the impact that you want to be making. And it may not be evident now, but later on, you're going to get the text where you have that student that was like, hey, teacher, this is what I'm doing right now. And it was all thanks to you. Like, I'm a testimony to it. My teachers were amazing. Amazing, kind-hearted, just cared about our success. And it went a long way. I'm pretty sure they had days where they were like, I don't know if I want to keep on doing this, you know, but here I am years later because of what they did. Like, I'm able to be the person that I am and influence other people and, you know, do these big things, you know. So continue to do it. It'll be what I say, stay the course. And just stay encouraged because it'll come a day where you know and you remember why you did it. And it all comes full circle for you. And it's just like, wow, like I did make an impact, you know?
Well, Catherine, I couldn't have said it better. And I love that you said all of that because you are reaffirming the message that we want to give our educators and that I say it at the end of every podcast, and I mean it every single time. And here's what I say, and you didn't even know this. I say, what you do matters. Every moment, every day, you are a difference maker, and our students are worth it. And you just summarized that, Catherine. So we are so grateful to have had you on our podcast today, Catherine. I'm so grateful for what God's doing in your life and the wisdom that he has granted you. And we will continue to pray that as he calls you to whatever that next step is, that he just continues to frame and mold and use you mightily for his kingdom.
Well, thank you, Emily. I really appreciated taking this time sharing with you. Like, I really enjoyed it. And I'm just hopefully spoke to somebody today, you know, and encouraged somebody to stay the course, you know, and continue to make the impact in our lives that we need.
Amen. Amen. So educators, what you do matters, and we'll see you next time.
Student Leadership and Learning is a presentation of the Association of Christian Schools International. Create enriching experiences beyond the classroom by visiting acsi.org/studentleadership.